BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote...
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Jane has got two words for you.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Welcome everybody to the Raw Post Show Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by MidNamePromo.com and PWMania.com, one of the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by the educated Lindsay Ward.
You're welcome.
Oh, what an interesting 3 hours of Raw we have for everybody tonight.
There was some good, there was some bad. There was some ugly. There was some really ugly.
And there was a lot of awesome.
There was a lot of awesome.
But Monday Night Raw started with John Cena.
It has been a week full of unrest and questions. Everyone has questions. So right now I'm going to take the time to answer those questions. And I'm going to do so using the playbook of ancient Chinese philosopher Daniel Bryan, master of the iron arts. He would do something like this. Yes! Competing in the main event of Monday Night Raw was probably not the best decision for my heel. No! In no way is it going to stop me from defending this WWE Championship against Ryback at Extreme Rules. That match will happen. Yes! After Ryback refused to compete last week and then chose to end Monday Night Raw by standing on that stage and breathing heavy and gazing into my eyes, I was a little confused about his original intentions. Yes! Gimmick infringement. I think Ryback is ready to DTF. Yes! DTF stands for Do the Fandango. Get your mind out of the gutter, guys. No! That picture of me and Betty White is photoshopped, and some sick freak even added in a spatula to make it extra frisky.
Betty White.
And yes, I do it. Only when I'm alone, bored, and I know no one else is watching. Okay, those were the most popular questions I heard this week. I would also like to tell all of you, I am not a teacher, I am not a lawyer, I am not a doctor. I am a WWE superstar, and I am the current WWE champion. So on a very serious note, That means that as long as I am medically cleared as the WWE champion, my job is to get in this ring every single week and do my best. Am I 100%? Hell, I haven't been 100% since 2002, but that is not going to stop me from defending this WWE championship.
Now, John Cena, since you are the WWE champion, I'm going to let you go first to let us know what stipulation you choose in your match against Ryback.
Wow, thanks, Vicky. So many options, but of course, I want to be fair to Ryback. Here's an idea. How about a match, and when the bell rings, the person who wins is the person who runs out of the arena like a screaming, scared little girl. Actually, that's not fair to me. You'd walk away with that one. How about this? How about a wine-off? How about we stand in the middle of the ring and whine and complain like you've been doing?
John Cena left me 6 times.
And he did the voice a little bit more. Ryback talked a little bit, said he's not fighting Cena tonight, but he wants to fight him in a last man standing match at Extreme Rules. For the beginning again, we say...
Gimmick infringement.
Yes, gimmick infringement. It was still good. Cena was on fire, I will admit.
And he showed us that Ryback is truly, which we will talk about this Thursday on the Rec, which we were going to talk about last Thursday, but we ran out of time, that Ryback is the Ultimate Warrior.
He really is. It's kind of scary. Like, Cena is Hogan, Ryback is the Ultimate Warrior.
Here's what I want people to do later. Find a YouTube clip of a Warrior promo. Watch it. Then listen to Ryback.
It's kind of scary. It's really kind of scary.
I showed it to her last week and she was like, oh my god. So yeah.
I made the defuck face.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, made that face when I saw it.
Nice segment except for when Vicky came out.
What the hell was wrong with her dress?
She had a train, is it called, or something? I don't know.
I mean, did they forget to hem the damn thing in the back, or what? That was just weird.
A lot of extra cloth? I don't know.
Too long in the back, too short in the front.
So she... I can't even get it out without laughing.
She has a dress mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Party in the back, or let's see, all business in the back and party up front.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not necessarily where you want it.
That's the way to put it in the mullet dress.
Vicky Guerrero wore a mullet tonight.
In tribute to Eddie Guerrero.
I don't know. I don't want to think of it like that. I don't want to think about any parts on Vicky Guerrero having a party. I really don't.
Anyway, good segment. Ryback talked a lot, way too much. Cena was good, though.
They're trying... Cena was good. Cena was on fire. The Daniel Bryan stuff was a little much, but that's what you get when he's been working with them for, like, what, 3 weeks?
They're having lots of fun on the house shows.
They are having lots of fun on the house shows. So, I totally get it. It was fine, but yeah, it's like for Ryback, I get what they're trying to do with him, but it just isn't working.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. It isn't working.
It's like he's this crazy, intense guy in the ring, and then he's all quiet and calm and even when he's cutting a promo, and that's he's trying to put that same intensity in there, and it's just not working. I mean, honestly, I really just want to see Gerard Ryback smash. They're trying to make him a smart monster, and it just doesn't work.
And now, a song. Randy has voices inside his head. Just watching him puts me to bed. It puts me to sleep. Randy walks down here on this ramp. His expression stays the same. Does his pose up in the corner. Can't think of anything more lame. All his tattoos are disgusting. All that oil on him is heinous. I guess you get to sit back and watch me beat this ignoramus.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was so amazing, and the fact that somebody has already put it up on YouTube set to Randy Orton's music is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they have. And because of that fact, let's see if we can, do we have it? Yes, you sent it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Alright. Here, take a listen to this version of it.
Randy has voices inside his head. Just watching him puts me to bed. It puts me to sleep. Randy walks down here on this ramp. His expression stays the same. Does his pose up in the corner. Can't think of anything more lame. All his tattoos are disgusting. All that oil on him is heinous. I guess you get to sit back and watch me beat this ignoramus.
I hear voices.
Silence!
I love you, internets.
Uh-huh.
I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. Very well done. And it was a really nice match between the two.
It was.
Randy Orton wins with the RKO. As the announcers were talking after the match, Randy Orton gets knocked out by the Big Show on the ramp that we had to see the replay of because the camera was on the referee, the announcers at the time.
Yeah, Michael Cole going, oh my god, look! And he gets up and he points.
Look, over there.
Look,
over there.
Look, turn the camera, cut to the stage. It's like, oh.
Alrighty then. But it was an anything can happen moment, which you want.
Oh yes, it was completely, totally unexpected, which was fantastic. You cut to the end. I get the point of it. It was just, it's more Michael Cole getting up and going, oh my god, look! Points.
Mm-hmm.
It was just hilarious.
Up next, Chris Jericho made an appearance.
In some incredible jeans. Holy Jesus.
Jericho with his holy jeans tonight. Talked about the, mocked Fandango's name a little bit. He said he put together a judging panel to evaluate Fandango's dance performance here tonight on Realm, which would be tons of fun. Brodus Clay and Sweet Tea Tensai. We then had Fandango take on R-Truth. We've had a bunch of twos held up, a bunch of zeros. And then finally, when R-Truth did a little dance, they held up tens.
Except for Brodus, who held up a 12.
Yeah, because he couldn't find his 10 card. The only thing missing, which would have been funny, was a 4 out of 10.
Yes! That would have been hilarious. But they weren't going to go there.
No.
On the upside, I like the dancer's dress.
Who was not Summer Rae tonight?
Nope, they got the other girl back. They got the brunette back.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
We have backstage Jeff Matthews talking with Daniel Bryan, asking his reaction to what happened to him on SmackDown. Brian sarcastically said he's feeling good. He said Shield likes to throw the word justice, but they cannot justify their actions for taking him out last week. Brian then booked himself in a rematch against the Ryback. But Ryback told him, no, that's not going to happen because he's no in condition to fight. It's Brian. Ryback told him he should be familiar with it, with that answer. Ryback said even if Brian was healthy, he would destroy him again. And then guess who stepped in the picture? Kane. Kane spun him around and stared at him in the eyes and asked him, you know, what about him? What about fighting him? Ryback looked up and down, then said Kane is not the monster he once was. He said there's only one monster in WWE. Ryback rules. Kane had a mad, didn't he?
He did have a mad, and I hate that catchphrase.
Ryback rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
It's just, sorry. I try to find the good in everything, but that's just like, it's like, Ryback rules.
Oh, Doyle rules.
Like, at least Phoebe Moore was clever, you know? At least it worked.
Right.
Now it's just, it's like, Ryback rules.
Yay!
Eh? But otherwise, very, very good segment. Very nice segment. It was nice to see Daniel Bryan and Kane get their serious on. As it were.
I like that. Get their serious on. I like that. Up next, Dolph Ziggler takes on Alberto Del Rio in a non-title match. Good match.
Mm-hmm.
Was it no contest? Swagger got involved, and they brought in a ladder, which killed Ricardo. Oh, poor Ricardo.
Dude, I'm telling you, Del Rio's got to have, like, the Rolls Royce of insurance plans.
He must. Swagger destroyed them both with the ladder and stood tall to end the segment, making people wonder, will Jack Swagger be the next World Heavyweight Champion? Good match. Nice use of the ladder. Teases the match. The build for the match coming up in a couple weeks has been pretty good.
It has. I'm not terribly excited for it, but at least you're looking forward to it. It's better than the WrestleMania match.
Yes, because, well, there's Dolph Ziggler involved.
Yes. It's like, ooh, Dolph Ziggler's champion, and they're going to do a ladder match, which means Ziggler's going to bump around like a rubber ball.
Yep.
This should be good.
It should be good. Backstage, Caitlin is shown talking to Cameron and Naomi. Then you hear a bong-bong noise, and Caitlin's phone goes off, and there's some sort of quote from The Simpsons on there. Natalya brought in Gay Cry Kali to say she needs to go to the men's locker room to find out who the secret admirer is, and he replied with, I'm Stooge? Like, Kali blending into the background. Yeah.
That was fantastic, because Natalya's like, wait, let me get Kali. Kali, I need you to go undercover. And he walks into the shot, dressed in normal clothes, with a plate of food, and he's sitting there eating, and he's like, what?
The only way he can go undercover is if he was a tree.
And Natalya's trying to explain it to him, and he just doesn't get it.
I'm Stooge. Yeah.
Stooge?
Stooge. Thank you, Kali.
Thank you, Kali. It's like, oh my god. And everybody's like, dude, this is not gonna work. And she's like, no, he used to be a cop. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's like, oh my god.
A fun little segment that was.
It was. And I love how they were all like, girl, you got a stalker. No, he's a secret of mine. No, girl, you got a stalker.
The black girls know when there's a stalker amongst them.
Yeah, they do.
Same. I like the segment. It was fun.
It was good. It's like, how many divas can we get? Let's get the entire divas roster, pretty much, minus AJ.
In that segment. And the plot thickens. Jed Schaefer put up a unique twist to the story on the Facebook group at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetworks. People should go read that when you get a free chance. Up next, The Shield takes on the Usos and U.S. Champion Kofi Kingston.
support Kofi and the Usos.
Hey, the Usos were on Raw. They must have listened to us on Saturday when we were talking about how the Usos aren't on Raw at all. So they showed up, and they had a match. Shield won. Which was that inverted DDT type move that Ambrose uses.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Christ, I like that move.
He dropped Kofi on his face.
Mm-hmm. I like that that version of a DDT. It's different.
It's like, well, alrighty then.
Ambrose got some them skills people talks about. No?
Oh, yes, he has skills. To what I cannot attest, but he has skills. I'm more admiring the fact that Daniel Bryan has actually started grooming his beard again. Which, to that I say, thank God.
Is he on your TV right now?
Well, yeah. He's on my TV right now, yes.
Okay. Up next, Antonio Cesaro takes on Zack Ryder. The point of this, people weren't impressed with main event. Cesaro is getting a push.
Yes.
Cesaro,
no more yodeling.
No more yodeling. No more yodeling. He said he talked about the competition WWE has for him. And if this is, you know, the best they got, it's absolutely ridiculous because he is Antonio Cesaro and he puts the W in WWE. Cesaro said there's no one in this company, no one in NXT, no one in Slam, main event, superstars, main event. He said main event twice. Raw or SmackDown, who can hold a candle to what he can do in this ring. And he, you know, slammed on the microphone and left.
It was a great match, and it was a great, great promo by Cesaro. It's like, oh, thank God. No more yodeling. No more BS like that. We're going to get serious Cesaro, which it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Which will, you know, you wonder, who will that opponent be for Cesaro? His first chance is Wednesday with Randy Orton on the main event, which I have a feeling Big Show will get involved in that one. Up next...
I'm okay with that.
I know you are. Up next, live via satellite, Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman talked about how they had a little trip to WWE headquarters earlier today.
Today is a beautiful day, right here in Stamford, Connecticut, home of WWE World Headquarters. Isn't that right, Brock Lesnar? Here we go! Well, look at this. First thing, an Extreme Rules poster with Sheamus. Why is Sheamus on the Extreme Rules poster? And of course, let's all pay tribute to Andre the Giant, who's been dead for 150 years. Yes, good morning. We're going up to the fourth floor, executive offices, home of Triple H. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm sorry? We got an email. Fourth floor executive offices. My client, Brock Lesnar.
Fourth floor.
Was it something we said?
All right, before we get to... before that continues, I love Paul Heyman. I truly love Paul Heyman and him whistling the Fandango theme.
I would like to point out, for anybody that didn't see it for the 2 seconds it was on the screen, WWE has TVs in their elevators playing their product. That is amazing.
And we continue.
Nobody here seems happy. It's a poor work environment. After you, sir. Good morning, everybody. Triple H's office, fourth floor, executive level. Rock, Rock, down this hall. That way. Oh, will you look at this guy? You know, Brock...
Before that continues, very nice tease.
Brock looking at the poster of The Rock. Very well done.
And did you hear that crowd erupt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big things. Anyway, continue.
I'm not trying to stir you up or anything, but do you notice there's not one poster of Brock Lesnar in these hallways?
I see that.
Not one. Number one box office attraction... Number one WWE superstar, multi-time WWE champion, and not one single poster of Brock Lesnar. Look at this. The boardroom. That'll be a wonderful place to be when Triple H and Stephanie take over.
Where'd everybody go?
I recall Triple H's office is down here to the right. Hey! Good morning. I don't know either one of you two. Does anybody of importance work here on a Monday? Hello? Oh, Brock, Brock, here we go. Triple H's office. After you, sir. Good morning. How are you? You're not Stephanie. You're much prettier than she is. Killer Kowalski. Who did he ever train?
You can't go in there.
Oh, sit down and shut up.
How's your day going? Do you like working for Triple H?
Knock, knock. Anybody home? Brock, will you look at this? The executive offices of Triple H. Look at the size of that logo. It's the size of Triple H's ego. Oh, The Undertaker. Shawn Michaels, let's have respect for them, but no respect for Brock Lesnar. Brock, put it back. You know you'll never even have one chance at a title as long as Triple H is making decisions around here. I do like the way that looks on you. Have a seat. Put your feet up. Yeah, look at that. Chief Operating Officer and World Heavyweight Champion Brock Lesnar. Bring, bring. Hello? I want Brock Lesnar. Guess not. You know, Triple H is going to be mad to be here, don't you? I bet it's the laptop he sends all those nasty emails about you to Vince. Ugh. Think Triple H is the type of guy that actually gets a backup on his hard drive, Brock? You like that one? Oh! That computer's going to have no resale value whatsoever. Imagine all the nasty things Triple H types about you. All those sycophantic employees here at WWE World Headquarters. A one-punch knockout by the reigning, defending, world heavyweight champion, Brock Lesnar. Brock. Brock. Now, Brock, Triple H might get really mad if you do something like this. Brock! Now, that's the way a real man uses a sledgehammer. Look at this joint. You have trashed his office. Man, this reminds me of what Triple H is going to look like after the steel cage match. You're going to trash his entire... Oh, Brock, not the TV! Mr. Lesnar, you are the future of interior decorator. This entire place is trashed. Which is appropriate since Triple H married into trash. Well, I think he gets the message now, don't you? The destruction in this office is exactly the destruction that awaits Triple H when he gets locked inside the steel cage with Brock Lesnar.
I think we're done.
We think we ought to be going, just in case Triple H is wondering. I think I'll leave him my business. Let him know that we were here.
Job well done.
Nice going. That's pretty extreme.
Brock smashed computer, Brock smashed table, Brock smashed window, wall, Brock smashed everything.
I think we all had the same exact reaction when he grabbed the TV. Oh, Brock, not the TV.
That was a nice TV.
It was a nice TV. The computer and everything else were shit, but that was a nice TV. It's like, dude, come on.
Oh, that was tremendous. Oh, well done.
That was great.
Well done.
To have Brock Lesnar show up at WWE headquarters, walk into Triple H's office, and rip it to crap, that was amazing. And the whole time you have Paul Heyman narrating it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Paul Heyman was the best. Hello? Hello?
Actually, if you listen in the background, somebody does answer back.
I know.
Which is great. But it's like Brock goes into the office and he starts touching everything. It's like he grabs the title, Brock, Brock, put that back. It's like he's a five-year-old. He's a destructive five-year-old. It was great.
And he actually broke the sledgehammer.
He did, on the desk. He put it through, he broke the sledgehammer, and then he walks out with the broken sledgehammer handle. It was great. Segment of the night. Easily, segment of the night.
Then we come back to Paul Heyman still live via satellite with the broken World Heavyweight title on his shoulder. Which, if Brock Lesnar ever became World Heavyweight Champion, I would want him to use that belt.
Yes. Yes, 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 please, yes.
Because that was fantastic. Heyman said he's not sure how many people are aware of this, but he's associated with the word extreme. Heyman said he, ironically, he's become the voice that's trying to calm down Brock Lesnar and discourage him from causing further destruction, but now things are different after Triple H took it upon himself to pedigree him on national TV a couple weeks ago. Heyman said he's no longer going to discourage Brock Lesnar, but encourage him. And he will do that by begging Brock Lesnar to hurt Triple H inside the old-school steel cage at Extreme Rules. Heyman said he will plead with his client to exploit that opportunity that only an old-school cage match can provide. Heyman said that Lesnar is going to take Triple H to the extreme, and then further, and further, and further, and further, and further, and further, and further. And then Triple H's music interrupted.
It did.
Hunter marched to the ring, took a couple DX jokes at Paul Heyman's expense, mocking his hair. And says, second to Heyman, does he ever open his mouth without a bunch of bullcrap coming out of it? Next, Hunter said that he had noticed something about Extreme because he's the founder and father of the Generation X. He said he's toured through the Attitude Era. And also the guy who knocked out Paul Heyman's monster at WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar, he said. Hunter said he's not for one second buying this crap that on a Monday he decided to go to WWE headquarters when everyone knows Triple H is at Raw. Heyman tried to answer, but Hunter told him to shut up. Hunter said Heyman wants to destroy his office and intimidate office people, but he doesn't care. He said he has two offices. The one he destroyed and the one he's standing in, and that's being the ring. Hunter said that this one has a great view and this office is more like his home because this office this home is where he grew up and became a man, something Brock Lesnar has never become. Hunter said if Lesnar has something to say to him, then have Lesnar say it to his face. Hunter said if Lesnar thinks he will destroy his real office like his other office, then he has a warning for Lesnar. In this office, I fight back. Hunter said in conclusion to that, and then the music hit, and he left the ring. Very effective. Very nicely done. I like the fire.
The whole thing was well done, from top to bottom. It really helped to build the excitement of the match. You can't complain about this segment, and if you do, well then, tough on you. That's all I can say, seriously, because it was really great and very well done.
This is the point of the show where we say, hi, Rob Parks, for listening. We actually, on this show, we can hear each other, and Skype isn't an asshole to one another. Just saying.
Hi, Rob!
Hi, Rob. He downloaded the very fashionable TuneIn app where you can listen to live WTR programming when we're live, wherever you are, on your smartphone. Get it now.
Very well done.
There you go. Shameless show. I like that segment. It was really well done. Up next, six diva action. AJ and the Bella Twins took on Caitlin, Cameron, and Naomi, better known as the Funkadactyls.
It was a match.
You had AJ in the ring doing her thing, dominating the match, while everyone else just stood there and watched AJ in action. The best part of this was the entrance, where the Bellas did their flip, and AJ's just there, just sitting there on the ropes. Well, okay then. With a smirk, it was awesome. And as they just did there, and she's just sitting there on the ropes, even when the other girls came out, she's just sitting there, waiting, watching. Okay then. Is it time to go now? Time to have some fun? And there it was. AJ dominated, Caitlin got tagged in, AJ went to tag out to the Bell Twins, they jumped off the apron and left her hanging, leaving Caitlyn to spear AJ for the victory. So Team Caitlyn wins this matchup. It was better than most recent Diva matches?
I would say so, yes.
So there's that. And we continue the feud to build between AJ and Caitlyn for the Divas title, which will probably come up at Extreme Rules, most likely.
Probably.
We come back from break. It's Mark Henry ready to go in the ring. Henry said Sheamus is going to come out here in a couple minutes, and he's going to act real tough, but that's the problem. He's acting. Henry said he doesn't have to act because he is tough. He said he will show what happens when Sheamus... When Sheamus, what? When Sheamus, what? And he called everyone a bunch of puppets, because, well, he led them in puppetry. When Sheamus meets the world's strongest man again, you know, they showed footage of what he did, backstage attacks. Henry asked the camera to zoom in real close because if Sheamus has any pride in his pasty body, he will face him at Extreme Rules. He said it's been a long time since he got a stream, but Sheamus, he promises people will remember this match for the rest of existence. Sheamus then interrupted. Sheamus came out pounding his chest and then came in and showed his own piece of footage of him attacking Mark Henry backstage. Mark Henry was not amused. Henry said Sheamus is full of jokes, but he better be serious when they meet at Extreme Rules. Sheamus replied that just because Henry is big and strong doesn't give him the right to walk around like an angry bear. You don't poke the bear. Well, you can. It's really fun, but you shouldn't.
You shouldn't in the WWE. You do it on this network, though.
Yeah, you do it on this network, though. Sheamus said at Extreme Rules, his business is him. Henry told Sheamus he doesn't have to wait for Extreme Rules and was ready to go. They were ready to fight, and then Wade Barrett's music hits, and apparently we have a scheduled match between Wade Barrett and the Sheamus. Solid match between these two. You really want to see more of a feud between these two at some point.
If they continue doing it like this, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And yes, people can talk in the background and you can enjoy this show and it won't affect the one you're listening to. Yes, Rob. Yes. You can enjoy this show. Just saying. It's the Raw Post Show. We're here every Monday. Tune in more often. I love taking shots. Anyway, Sheamus won with the white noise. The best part about this match, as well, Mark Henry on commentary telling Cole to shut off every 2 seconds.
Oh, that was fantastic! Holy crap!
Oh, they had so much... King and Bradshaw had so much fun with that. Oh, that was great. Mark Henry is awesome. But he was attacked by Sheamus during the match. Got laid out with the pro kick. After the match, Mark Henry stormed back into the ring with a bell in his hand and see the whoop that ever living crap out of Sheamus.
He did.
Oh, he really did. And it appears we might be having a strap match at Extreme Rules, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I'm kind of okay with that, too.
Because every time you whip Sheamus with a belt, you're gonna see it. There are gonna be some red marks on that white boy.
Again, totally okay with that. Yeah, I mean, those welts. Oh my holy god, those welts.
Mm-hmm.
That was just holy Jesus.
So, looking forward to that Extreme Rules. We then get the announcement next Monday Night Raw for the first time ever. It will be Fandango battling Chris Jericho in a dance-off.
To their credit, it took them long enough to get here.
Mm-hmm. They build up to it, and build up to it, and we're going to get the payoff next week in a dance-off.
Ooh.
Fancy, I know. Main event time, Kane versus the Ryback. Decent.
I've never prayed for the Shield so hard in my life. And I love Kane, but it was just like, oh my god, somebody go get the Shield. Please, for the love of Christ, somebody, anybody, go get the Shield. And what happens? We don't get the Shield, at least not right away.
Ryback wins with the shell shock. Shield and music hits after the match. They're ready to strike. Out comes Daniel Bryan. He's got Kane's back. Ryback bails again. The Shield are ready to strike. Here comes John Cena. John Cena has Daniel Bryan's back. They're ready to fight. Shield's ready to go. In come the ring with a chair. Comes the Ryback. We're ready to go. So the Shield beats up on Bryan and Cena. They fight back. They clear the ring. Cena has someone up on his shoulders. Ryback with a chair. Right to John Cena, leaving him laying flat out in the middle of the ring.
Nice way to close.
Leave him... You thought, oh, Ryback's just going to leave. No. He comes in the ring and lays out John Cena, putting more heat into the match, going into Extreme Rules in 2 weeks. I liked it. I liked that final segment.
It was good. It was very good. Very well done. Well played on their part.
I liked the show tonight. It was more entertaining because guess what? We had stars on this show.
Uh-oh. We did.
There were stars all around. What do you think overall?
I thought it was really good. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was, like I said, there were some ups, there were some downs, but all in all, I really liked it.
Yep, and we furthered every match going into Extreme Rules, which is what you want.
Exactly. It's, oh, hey, look, they're doing some really cool stuff, and I can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. So I was impressed. It's better than last week's Raw, because last week's Raw was a lot of wrestling and a lot of goofiness. This was a lot of fun. It didn't drag. And I felt like most segments mattered.
I would agree.
So that's the Raw post-show, and apparently we're supposed to be feeling really special because this is actually like the first show Rob's ever listened to live. So, hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob!
You got your shout-outs now, Rob? Are you happy now? and in about a minute, he'll respond back to me, and we'll probably be right off there. So, good stuff tonight, but that's, you know, that's Raw in a nutshell. We're done. Time to wrap things up here on the Raw post-show. Coming up tomorrow night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik on the program. He will be speaking with Larry Dallas and the director, producer of Barbed Wire City. I can't remember his name, but he'll be on the program as well. Check it out, KFA Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday night, no Cheap Heat Radio this week. They're taking the week off. But Thursday night, Lindsay, it's The Rack.
Yes, it is. If you missed last week's episode, please go tune in and listen to our wonderful interview with the great Brian Shields. He's the author of the WWE Encyclopedia. We gave a copy away, and congratulations to Jed Schaefer for winning. This week we're going to be talking all about Impact and anything else we can come up with, including the Ryback, which is actually a discussion that got axed from last week. So tune in and listen.
Friday night, Mace plays the video game. We don't know if it's evil apples to apples or an actual video game. It all depends on how things go around the network. So tune in around 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio with myself, Subway, and some guy named Rob Parks, and, you know, is a flair. Just like a third wheeler, just there.
He's just there?
He's just there, yeah. He's a guy that's just there, so, you know, that's what Rob is. He's just the third wheel.
Are you having fun poking the bear?
Because I know that because he's like 30 seconds behind. Better be a nice plug, he says. No, you check it out. Weird, wacky, and unusual. We get into a lot of hijinks and all that fun stuff. So you want to check out CB Radio. It is your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. Midnight-ish, usually around 12:30 when everyone decides to show up. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega covering Weekend Pro Wrestling. We'll be back the next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, as I get called a bastard by Ron Parks. Lindsay, plug.
You say that as I take a drink of water. Follow me on Twitter at Linsward, L-I-N-S. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check out CassidyRiley.net.
Hold on. Follow me on Twitter at L-I-N-S.
Yes, L-I-N-S-W-A-R-D.
You forgot the last part. Anyway, continue.
Jeez, I didn't realize I had a shtick. Anyway. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Go to CassidyRiley.net. Visit my DeviantArt, linsward.deviantart.com. Of course, come listen to The Rack. Go to rackradioshow.com. Rack is on Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. We occasionally have guests. We talk Impact. Do all kinds of fun stuff. And, of course, please visit all the fine programming on this network, because we all work very hard.
Thanks to everyone who tuned in this past Thursday night, making it a lot of fun and a lot of downloads, so our show is better than yours. So, for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night for another edition of Raw Pusher Live, right here along the airwaves on the one and only Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
It really doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Either get the man a manager or just have him go Ryback smash.
Well, we'll talk more about that on the Rock Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Up first, it is our opening contest, a rematch from Friday Night SmackDown, Randy Orton and this man.